Hello and welcome to the podcast. I am Ripper Rhino. I am the talking rhino. Yes, I do have a massive horn and, well, I speak English very well. Surprisingly, English comes from my planet. We brought it here many millennia ago. And it's the most confusing and most difficult language to learn, and you're welcome. So today I want to talk about failures and successes. And the mindset that comes with both of those. I want to start off by saying thanks for coming to the podcast and listening. I'll try to give you guys good content and good information. Also, I'd like to start off by saying that we are not our past failures. We are our future successes. When one door closes, another door does open. Right? Let me give you an example. I was employed a while back, maybe three years ago now, and I was fired. And I thought that, it really crushed me. Even though I hated the job, it really crushed me. And I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I just saw nothing but darkness because I'd never really been unemployed. I'd never been fired. And I just didn't know where to go, you know. I was like, wow, what do I do? How do I make money to support my family? And how do I move forward? How am I going to get a job quickly? You know, I mean, that just doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, especially not a quality job that you'd like to be in. Just it didn't seem to happen overnight. And so I was crushed. And I went home and I talked to the wife. And, you know, she was like, you know, you got to think. You think that your power, your value comes from making money. And at that time, I really did. I mean, that's really what I thought. I was like, you know, the man is supposed to earn the money. That's how he brings the money. You know, that's how he shows his value to the family, to the community. And she told me something that really changed my life. She said that your value does not come from the money, or how much you earn, which really wasn't very much at the time. And she said that your value comes from who you are and what you bring to the family. You know, your personality, your humor, your ability to take care of people. That's your value, you know. And so many times in this capitalist society, not that capitalism is bad, but I mean, this is who we are. This is how we're raised. You know, you make a lot of money, that's your success, right? You know, and I'm all for capitalism, but in the society, that's how we're raised anyway, and it's hard to overcome that perception. And so we really need to change, you know, the mindset around, and it's hard to do, but it's worth the effort. And that's to reassign our value system. How do I value my life? How do I value my personality? How do I value, you know, who I am and what I offer to humanity and also to myself? If you're absolutely 100% miserable in your job and you dread going back, there's other jobs out there that are fulfilling and you enjoy going to because, you know, you feel like you're making a difference. And that's really something to take a look at. And when you look at what do I want to do every day, regardless of what the money will bring you, that is where you'll find your true happiness. If it's something that you would do without having an income from it or having much income from it, that's what you should do. And sometimes we find that there's a little bit of a curveball here. You may get a job that you feel is your life's purpose, and this is your calling. And I've been there, I've done it. And for me, it was so rewarding to get the job, and I started the job, and I had so much energy and so much motivation and determination in the job. And my mind expanded within that job. I thought of all the possibilities I could bring to that job, and how I could do it well. And I did it for months, you know, maybe even a year to 2 years. I saw that it began to drain me mentally. It took its toll. I started to become run down, ragged, no energy, no sleep, could barely get up to go to work. I was a nervous wreck, and I was completely beginning to isolate from the world. I didn't want to be around people, and my job was really to work with people. I realized that I couldn't solve all of life's issues and all of people's issues, no matter what. So I decided to take some time off, stay away from the position for a while, and maybe reevaluate where I wanted to be, what I wanted to do, what would make me happy. Because at the end of the day, this life goes by so quickly, guys, so fast that it goes by in a blink of an eye. And if you don't do what makes you happy, life's gonna go by and pass us by. I look back and I see a decade fly by. You know, just a decade ago, you know, you were 20. Just a decade ago, you were out partying, and now you're 30. And it's like, what the heck happened? And then another decade goes by, and now you're 40. Whoa, time's moving too fast. It's got to slow down, right? Another decade goes by and you're 50. And it just feels like, what the heck happened, right? My life, I had it under control. I knew where it was going. And there's so many things that I wanted to do. There were so many successes that I wanted to see come to fruition. And the fact of the matter is, we're not taking what Tony Robbins calls is massive action. And that is actual physical action, 100% focused action on obtaining the goal. And when you actually take physical action, you get up and you move and you do what you want to do, you take the action to achieve it, then that's where you will find success. That's where you will find that your goals are beginning to become realized, because you are taking that physical action. You're actually engaging in the actions that it will take to see these goals come true. Now, some of those goals might be baby steps. You know, every goal has a baby step, but you will begin to see things come into place. You're actually doing the things that are necessary. And so many of us, we dream and we think about it, and we just don't take any action. We're just afraid to take that step. We're afraid to fail. And that's what we have to see and change in our mind's eye, is that these failures are successes, right? When you fail, you learn something. You learn that that didn't work, right? Maybe a portion of it did work. So you take that and you move forward and you develop that into the next goal, the next methodology of completing the task. So failures are successes. It's just the method of which you view the failure. All right. Kobe Bryant, right? He's made the most successful shots in NBA history. He's made the most shots in NBA history. But to do that, he's also missed the most shots in NBA history. So what does that tell you, right? In order to have successes, you have to have many failures as well, and that's okay. You just have to keep moving. You have to keep learning and adapting, right? It's like the Navy SEALs talk about, adapt and overcome, right? They don't sit there and think about how I failed. They just adapt and they overcome the obstacle. You adapt, you figure out how to mount this maybe seemingly insurmountable obstacle, and they overcome it. So that's successes and failures, guys. I'm not going to take too much of your time here. I like to keep the podcast relatively short. That way they're digestible.
I might do a part two series on it as well. But I just want to give you guys kind of like a motivational podcast today and a method of seeing the world maybe in a little bit of a different way. Your failures are not failures. They're successes. They're on the path to your success, right? You think of failures as stepping stones towards success. That's how we want to view them. So guys, if you have any questions or you have any topics that you'd like to hear about, maybe some that I can research and talk about for you, I'd love to do that. Feel free to leave me a message on the podcast. You can do that on Anchor. If you're listening on Anchor FM, which is awesome, do that because it's a great tool. We can interact that way. You just leave a voicemail right on the podcast and we can interact and I can talk back with you and we can have a good dialogue going. So thanks for listening, guys. I hope you have a great day and take care. Over and out. Ripper the Rhino talking at you. Take care.